Maharaj, from the time we wake up in the morning until the deep sleep comes,
yeah,
we go through a lot of biases. Numerous, some known, most of them go unnoticed.
Okay.
Which is the worst bias, and where do we start challenging them?
First of all, you isolate these biases. Towards whom? How much? Because it differs. You are not biased towards everybody to the same degree in the same way. And bias does not mean only negative. Bias means positive also. We are biased positively.
Sure.
What is called attachment? What is it? Pure bias.
Yes.
Let my family members commit the most heinous crime. He should be let out very lightly. But let somebody whom I do not like, even much less a crime, not one life, but several lives he has to suffer.
Yes, Maharaj.
So biases, you have to understand that towards everybody, positive or negative bias we have. And every bias is only an obstruction. So, we have to develop deep attachment to truth, control of the mind, devotion to God, daily ritual, etc., etc. So, find out first of all, what thoughts come more, negative thoughts come more, or biased thoughts come more in your mind, and you try to reduce them and say, this is my prarabdha, I don't want to even think about it. Slowly, it will take long time, but we have to start somewhere.
Yes, thank you, Maharaj.
Okay, Daniel, come on.
So I have a question about, for someone who comes to the Tendogya for the first time, or anyone who goes back to study and older talks, what are the most important upasanas of the Chandogya or the chapters? What if they can't take on all of it at once, what would be the most important ones?
First of all, first step, as I said, is rituals. Develop certain good habits. Get up at a particular time and what they call chalk out a daily planner. That's called ritual. In fact, in English language, we use that word. Brushing the teeth also is part of the ritual, isn't it? So like that. So if what is the advantage of this? So every day we should not think, what should I do? What should I do now? If we set out a routine, after some time, unconsciously, like brushing our teeth, we go on following one after the other, the daily activities that we have set upon from this time to this time, study, etc. Isn't it?
Yeah.
That is the very first thing we have to do. And since we are talking about aspirants, spiritual aspirants, not worldly people, so we have to think of God in some way. So part of that is either meditation or japa of our particular God, Ishtadevata, chosen deity. And study the biographies of great people, because Bhagavan Krishna taught us greatness is a manifestation of God. Great scientist, is that knowledge or not?
It is knowledge.
Great musician, knowledge or not?
Knowledge.
Everything is knowledge only. Great statesman, it is only knowledge. So, any great person, that means God is manifesting more in such a person. But we can, since time is limited and these things are infinite, let us take, for example, great men who are truthful, who loved humanity, who sacrificed their lives for the sake of humanity. There are plenty of such people out there. Many of them are completely unknown to us. So, choose some well-written, easily understandable biographies, not research works. That should be part of our rituals. Then, a little time should be devoted now and then to look into ourselves. Am I practicing what I promised myself and God That's why in Western countries it is called New Year's resolutions. Those resolutions are meant for good or better or worse. What is the problem, you know? Somebody asked, what is this New Year's resolution? That person replied, to put it into practice, but my last New Year's resolution. It should not be like that. So, along with this, what happens? Power of the will also develops. So, that is how slowly we have to progress. And you will see, the more light we throw upon ourselves, contemplation, rituals, is like throwing light upon ourselves instead of the external world. We discover more and more venues to be closed, many habits to be reformed, and this is how slowly progress starts. We don't prescribe advanced techniques of upasana for beginners. So study the life of any great man is a Upanishad actually. That's why you study. I can wholeheartedly, without hesitation, tell you the Imitation of Christ. Lawrence's, Brother Lawrence's, the practice of the presence of God. And if you are more inclined for psychological understanding, Introduction to Devout Life by Francis D. Sales. Start with these things. Keep them up and slowly make improvement. And of course, if you can sit for prayer and repeat the name of either Christ or Ramakrishna or Krishna, whichever makes you happier and easily absorbed. This is how one has to start. Upanishads are not the only things. Lives of the Christianity, there is no such Upanishad. But there are equivalent to Upanishads, Samma theology. God is of three, God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. How many people understand these concepts? There are so many saints, life of Saint Francis of Assisi, life of Saint Clare, etc., etc. Plenty of these things are there. Start there. What you understand, enjoy, and you get inspiration, they are the books. Not because somebody told Upanishads. But for those who have got more intellect, more power of rationality, then Upanishads is a marvelous study. So this is what I want to tell you.
Thank you so much, Bhagavan.
Yeah.
Namaskar. Partly, your answer to Mr. Daniel has given me an idea.
Huh.
But still, my question is, this Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda, are they sequential or we can do it simultaneously?
It is done simultaneously only.
Simultaneously.
There is nothing called Jnana Kanda. Certain practices in the path of Jnana are taken up later after certain progress in spiritual life. But what is Jnana Yoga? Jnana Yoga means God alone is real. Everything else is very temporary. I should focus more on that which is permanent. And I have faith in God. He listens to my prayers. That is called Jnana Yoga.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
Namaste, Swamiji.
Okay.
ಕನ್ನಡದಲ್ಲಿ ಯಾವ್ದಾದ್ರು ಬುಕ್ ಹೇಳ್ತೀರಾ? ಈಗ ಅವ್ರಿಗೆ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಹೇಳಿದ್ರಲ್ಲ, ಆ ತರ ಕನ್ನಡದ ಬುಕ್ಸ್ ಯಾವ್ದಾದ್ರು ಇದ್ರೆ ನಮ್ಗೆ ಓದಕ್ಕೆ.
ಇದು ಇಮಿಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ರೈಸ್ಟ್. ಅವರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ಐ ಫರ್ಗೆಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ನೇಮ್, ಹಿ ಹಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಕನ್ನಡ. ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಹಸ್ ಬಿನ್ ಪಬ್ಲಿಷ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಪಬ್ಲಿಷ್ಡ್. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ವೈರ್. ಬಟ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರೀಡ್ ವೆರಿ ಗುಡ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್. ಸೊ ಯು ಗೋ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಿಂಪಲ್, what is called Imitation of Christ, very easy to understand. He never used hard words.
Okay.
And our own life of Purandardasa. And if you are more familiar with Kannada, why don't you make a practice of every day reading one bhajan and trying to understand, meditate on it for half an hour.
Mm.
For example, Nagayu Bharajara, Havida, Halera Lenu Fala. Nagayu Bharutide, Yanage, Nagayu Bharutide. Describing the life of hypocrites.
Mm.
They do Gangasanana, they do Japa, everything, but they don't do what is really needed. So infinite resources, simple resources are there. Start with reading the biographies of saints.
Mm.